Hello, once again, this is Pastor Edu coming your way with the Word of God. God has been so gracious to us, and His mercies endure forever. This morning, for your Bible, turn with me to the book of Romans. The book of Romans, chapter 8, verse numbers 28. Romans chapter 8, verses numbers 28. I read from the New King James Version of the Scriptures. I read from the King James Version of the Scriptures, Romans chapter 8, verse numbers 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. Romans chapter 8, verse numbers 28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to His purpose. Hallelujah. In the above scripture, Paul reveals to the Christians in Rome who they really are in Christ. They are more than conquerors in the preceding verse, in chapter 8, verse number 1. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, in Romans chapter 8, verse number 18. Paul admonished them that the sufferings they are going through cannot be compared to the glory set before them. And finally, Paul told them in the verse 28 of Romans chapter 8 that, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to His purpose. So whatever comes our way in this Christian life works for good to those who love God according to the purpose of God. Remember, for those who love God, those who are not Christians will not benefit. Whatever comes our way in this Christian life works for good to those who love God according to the purpose of God. And remember, for those who love God, those who are not Christians will not benefit. I want us to consider four people or four personalities in scriptures and what God allowed to come on them and what happened to them thereafter in relation to our sermon text today. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. So we consider three people or three persons in scripture and what God allowed to happen to them and what happened to them thereafter. We'll take the first person as Job. Job was a faithful man of God. He suffered serious discomfort in his life. God permitted it to happen to him on the following grounds. In Job chapter 1, verse number 2, to glorify God's name. Instruction to Satan and lessons for Job. Job chapter 1, verse number 2. Let's turn our Bibles to Job chapter 1, verse number 2. Job chapter 1, verse number 2. From the Old Testament, we'll consider the book of Job. Chapter 1, verse number 2. 1 and 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, you go to Job. 1 and 2 Chronicles, when you are from 1 and 2 Chronicles, you go to Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, then you move to Job. Chapter 1, verse numbers 1 and 2. I read from the King James Version of the Scriptures. There was a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there was born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. His substance also was 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels and 500 yoke of oxen and 500 she asses, and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all men of the East. Amen. So Job was a righteous man, an upright man, a very wealthy man. And the Bible tells us that Job was wealthy, a righteous man. But something catastrophic happened to Job. Something catastrophic happened to Job. And he lost everything. Job lost everything. There was a discourse between the devil, Satan, and God. And because of the trust that God had for Job, allowed the devil to mesmerize Job. But all things happened for good for those who love God. Job was restored bountiful in his life. Hallelujah. So Job lost everything, but because he have love for God, Job restored whatever he lost. He restored whatever he lost.